From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The head of Syria's delegation to proximity talks in Geneva, Bashar Jafari, Wednesday, criticized the opposition for calling a pause in the negotiations on the country's political transition.
If they leave the talks will not lose anything. Because to begin with, they do not represent the Syrian people.
Jafari said by leaving the talks, the opposition, who he described as extremists, terrorists, and mercenaries, may be taking away a major obstacle preventing a solution. The main opposition High Negotiations Committee halted its participation this week over growing violence in Syria that threatens a cessation of hostilities. Tuesday, airstrikes believed to be carried out by the government killed at least 44 in opposition-held towns in northern Idlib province. The United Nations Wednesday said the delayed peace talks between the warring factions in Yemen will finally get underway Thursday in Kuwait. The talks to end more than a year of fighting were to have started Monday, but Houthi rebels balked over continued Saudi-led airstrikes. A South Sudanese rebel spokesman has told the Reuters news agency the government and rebels have reached agreement allowing rebel leader Riek Machar to return to the capital Juba to form a unity government. Spokesman James Gatdet Dak said Machar, who had twice been expected in the capital this week, will fly into Juba on Thursday. Machar and President Salva Kiir signed an agreement in August to end a more than two-year conflict, which has killed thousands and displaced more than 2 million. Both sides have been under international pressure to fulfill the terms of the agreement to end the conflict. This is VOA News.